In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. A capable wife who can find. This is the first line of our Old Testament reading, Proverbs chapter 31. The verses that follow describe the actions of an upper-class woman. She wakes while it's still night and makes her husband food. She sews and buys and mends and plants and manages their household-based business. She speaks words of wisdom and kindness. She serves the poor, and her hands are never idle. Her children call her happy, and her husband says, "Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all." When I read these verses in preparation for my sermon today, I immediately felt inadequate and a bit angry. As any woman will tell you, we can't do it all. Although we've all tried, including me. And despite knowing better, many of us continue to strive to be the Proverbs 31 woman, including me. Perhaps that's why I felt angry at myself. No doubt this has to do with me buying into our culture's glorification of busyness. If you are busy, you are important. Even better if you're self-reliant and obsessed with independence. Plus, there's an entire evangelical industry that has popped up around Proverbs 31, urging women to attain the cherished status as a Proverbs 31 wife. Nevertheless, and to be clear, I do not see Proverbs 31 as an instruction for women everywhere to get married, have children, and take up the moon. In fact, there are a few things the passage doesn't say that are noteworthy. First, it doesn't say a woman's worth is derived from her husband. The Proverbs 31 woman has her own identity and integrity of being. Second, the passage doesn't anchor her worth in pregnancy or childbirth, often key credentials for womanhood in the ancient world. She is apparently a good mother, but that is a far cry from assuming that the point of her being is to bear children and raise them. And third, the passage doesn't say anything about her appearance or physical appeal. Another departure from ancient norms. However, the Proverbs 31 woman does embody a certain perfection, and perhaps a call to emulate that perfection. At least, I heard that call when I read the passage of Scripture this week. Even though I know this woman's way of being is unattainable, or if it can be attained, it cannot be sustained. For no one can live this way all the time. In fact, it sounds like more a recipe for a nervous breakdown. So what do we make of this? For starters, it's helpful to note where Proverbs 31 is situated in the Bible. This section of Proverbs is the last part of the book. This is the big finish that sandwiches the entire collection of wise sayings. Proverbs 1, verse 7, says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Maybe you've heard that. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And Proverbs 31:30, which we read today, says, "Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised." Dr. Ellen Davis, Bible professor at Duke Divinity School, has a very helpful definition of the fear of the Lord. She defines the fear of the Lord as the deeply sane recognition that we are not God, and so we are not perfect. If Proverbs is concerned with the fear of the Lord and recognizing our own limitations, then maybe we shouldn't be looking at the perfect Proverbs 31 woman as a measuring stick. So let's go back to that opening verse. A capable wife who can find. Another biblical translation reads like this: Who can find a virtuous woman? Or in the original Hebrew, who can find an eshet shayil? Rachel Held Evans writes all about the eshet shayil in her book, A Year of Biblical Womanhood. The premise of this book is Evans' radical experiment to live for a full year according to every biblical rule for women, every commandment, every requirement, from making her own clothes, to remaining silent in church, to camping out in the front yard during her period so as not to contaminate her husband. The whole thing was pretty extreme. For Evans' experiment, the month of January focused on the Proverbs 31 woman. In order to follow through with the so-called directives of this passage, she committed every day to literally get up before dawn, practice contemplative prayer, exercise, make every meal, keep the house clean, do something nice for her husband, avoid TV and social media, and work until 9 p.m. Over the course of the month, she also committed to a variety of sewing, knitting, cooking, investment, and charitable endeavors. And none of these goals are necessarily problematic or bad, though they do make a hefty combination to do all of them all the time. Evans even stood at her town's welcome sign with a poster praising her husband. It read, "Dan is awesome." In the end, Evans reflects with nuance. The experience was educational, challenging, and interesting. She concludes that trying to copy another woman, even a woman from the Bible, is almost always a bad idea. The Proverbs 31 woman is a star, not because of what she does, but how she does it, with valor. This is what Eshet Shayil means, woman of valor, woman of valor. Sure sounds better than capable wife, doesn't it? Evans teaches us that the most faithful use of Proverbs 31 is not as an unattainable standard women must reach in order to be worthy of praise. It's an example of how much in women's lives and work is already worthy of praise. So for years, when one of Evans' friends had a baby, finally went into therapy, got a new job, published a book, confronted injustice, beat breast cancer, or even just remembered to pick up the dry cleaning, she exclaimed, "Woman of valor." There is valor, bravery, courage, and strength in our actions. In fact, Proverbs 31 is not meant to be a list of tasks at all. It's meant to be an anthem. The only instruction in this poem is directed at husbands. Praise your wife for her work and accomplishments. Don't take her for granted. Think about it. The Bible was written by men for men, if we consider the original audience. Even today, some Jewish husbands sing Proverbs 31 to their wives at every Sabbath meal. And for you men in the congregation, lest you think I'm leaving you out, man of valor certainly appears in the Bible too. The male equivalent of Eshet Shayil is Gabor Shayil. It's typically used to describe a warrior, but valor isn't necessarily about who you are or what you do. It's about how you do it. If you are a CEO or a barista at Starbucks, if you are rich or poor, single or married, do it all with valor. So let's learn those Hebrew terms, Eshet Shayil, Gibor Shayil, and we'll use them with one another to build up the body of Christ. Finally, Proverbs 31 is not just about one woman. It's about how women are important to the larger community, and by extension, how we all are important to our community. You've heard the saying that God doesn't give us more than we can handle. Well, I'd rather say that God doesn't give us more than a community of faith can bear. We are better together as we dig deeper, ask questions, and care for each other. So, women and men of valor, Eshet Shayil, Gibor Shayil, be encouraged, remain close, and receive the praise for all of your works done with strength, courage, and love. Amen.